Welcome back into Fesco and Dusty here on 96.5 The Fan. Mac Morey, our executive producer, as well. I'm with Bob. The Royals should sign Juan Soto. If they do that, I'm all in. I have a question real quick before we get into the Rich of the Week. Would you rather have Juan Soto or Blake Snell?
Blake Snell.
Wow, no, that was quick.
Now, Juan Soto, because you're the everyday player, but can I have both?
No.
Okay, one or the other?
No.
One or the other?
I think Soto.
Yeah. I think Soto's the best player in baseball right now.
Ooh, wow. Another touchdown last night overturned by a toe.
Well, you got to have your feet in bounds. It doesn't count. Like, just because you're almost in. Almost doesn't count except horseshoes.
I also don't agree with this statement from the 816. Vinny Pasquantino will be blocking the kid, Jack.
No, I don't think Vinny's blocking anybody at this point in time. But again, you know, like, I shouldn't say care about the individual player, because you do, you like individual players, obviously. But once the Chiefs traded Tyreek Hill, everybody on both organizations, with the exception of Witt and Mahomes, are expendable players. And if trading Vinny Pasquantino can make you better, then you trade Vinny Pasquantino. He's not untouchable. Same thing goes with Brady Singer. If there's somebody out there that's going to make you an offer where you can get better, then you know what? You trade Brady Singer. My daughter last night said to me, she goes, Dad, because she's talking about her fantasy football team because it was Thursday night, so I was looking at her roster, and she has Tyreek Hill. She goes, imagine how good we could be if we kept Tyreek Hill. I go, well, we've won 2 Super Bowls in 2 years without him. She goes, yeah, but how much better could we have been? I'm like, really, not much. Not much at all, right? So the moral of the story is, you got Bobby. That's Patrick Mahomes. Those are the two guys you need. Everybody else is an expendable part. And you can't sit back this offseason and say, oh, we can't trade Vinny or we can't trade. No, you can. You can literally trade anybody in this town other than Bobby and Patrick. Everybody else is an expendable part at this point in time.
Fair enough. I wouldn't trade Cole Reagans.
I wouldn't either.
Yeah.
I think, but you know what? You got to sign Cole Reagans. And I would use this offseason to sign Cole Reagans like you did with Bobby Witt.
Mm-hmm. All right, Mac.
Richard, I'm so happy. Hold me.
Richard of the Week.
Not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy.
All right. This is a segment we do every Friday at 9 o'clock. It's the Richard of the Week, where somebody's just been an absolute Richard, and they need to be called out for it. Mac, why don't you go first? Because I don't know if we're all going to be on the same page or all different, but Mac, why don't you go ahead and start Richard of the Week?
I mean, I think I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Jazz Chisholm.
Oh, okay.
Who I got to boo last night because I was at the game. That
you
was fun.
You did boo? Did you double hand it?
I double handed it. I single double birded it. I did everything. It
you
was awesome.
You birded it in front of your mother?
I did.
You kiss your mother with that mouth?
Yeah, his mother probably did it too. I know her.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, she probably
and her friends. Yeah.
Okay. That was fun. I mean, you brought it up earlier, Bob. I mean, that hatred, that sports hate, fuels a rivalry, and that was fun.
Yeah, it was. I like your pick. My Richard of the Week this week is going to go to Jazz Chisholm, and I think the reason why is because he is a Richard, and I'll even take it one step further. Richard of the Week this week, the entire Yankees. The scene in the locker room after the game as they were spraying Jazz Chisholm with champagne and booing him like we did last night out at Kauffman Stadium. And I got to be honest with you, I like it. I love it. I enjoy it. And I appreciate the Yankees doing that because that tells me the rivalry is back, baby. And for the first time really in our lifetimes, we now have a legitimate baseball rival. We had a fight last night with the bullpens emptying out, to which my daughter goes, why are these guys waddling out? I go, this is exactly what they do. They waddle out, they exchange phone numbers, find out where you're having dinner, and move on, right? And so we had that last night. We had Jazz saying the Royals got lucky. We had them taking it to the next level and booing Jazz as they sprayed him with champagne. He's saying they don't boo nobody. So Jazz Chisholm, you're my Richard of the Week. But you also helped ignite this rivalry that's sorely been lacking for the Kansas City Royals since the 70s.
My Richard of the Week is...
Still feels the same that we're going to win it, you know. I don't feel like anybody feels any different. You know, we're going to go out there and do our thing still. We still don't feel like any team is better than us. Like you said, we had a lot of missed opportunities tonight, so they just got lucky.
So, Jazz Chisholm is the Richer of the Week. It's unanimous. The text line was kind of on us before we even got there. A lot of people, one guy even said the same text like five times.
Right.
Jazz Chisholm, I mean, look, when you're a Richard, you've got to earn it. You got to lean into it. And Jazz Chisholm did exactly that. He said they got lucky. Maybe they did. Maybe they didn't. Maybe you got lucky. Not only that, you doubled down and you then, you rounded first in game three, grabbing your crotch.
Yeah.
And trying to get in the play of a pop fly at first base. Then you misquoted Reggie Jackson saying nobody boos a bum. You didn't get the quote right. You tried to put yourself in the category of Mr. October. And your name sounds like a substance that comes from somewhere else, from a Richard, actually. And not only that, you then thought you got walked last night. You flipped the bat at home plate. The umpire says, young man, pick that back up, and you struck out.
You were up 3-0 and struck out.
You did absolutely nothing. You didn't do anything except win and ride the coattails of the Yankees. Nobody likes you in Miami. Well, nobody likes anybody in Miami for their baseball team. You're riding the coattails of a Yankee team that has a stunning amount of superstars in that lineup. You haven't been relevant since your rookie year. And I love when people lean into the role of the heel, but you've also got to be productive in that route. Like, I wish that Giancarlo Stanton would do a little bit more of, like, being a bad guy, because that guy actually could have talked a bunch of smack on the Royals, because that man destroyed the Royals in the ALDS. Jazz Chisholm, you did absolutely nothing except be a Richard, even though I am ashamed to say, congratulations on your victory. You get to smell like champagne, but you're still this week's unanimous Richard of the Week.
Let me take it one step further. Can I put MJ Melendez into the Richard of the Week category as well? In a good way?
Oh, in a good way? Okay.
For playing Lucky when he walked up as his walk-up music.
Yes, I love that.
Like, to me, that's Bob Fesco in a nutshell right there. A total troll. And that, to me, was so good when that was his walk-up song this week. I thought that was great. So I'm going to put MJ in the category of Richard of the Week as well, because he leaned into it. You guys were at the game last night. Mm. You were hanging out in the crowd, Max. So was I. Dusty, you were working the locker room or whatever the hell you did last night after the game. You didn't go in to hear Matt Quatrero speak, which I don't blame you. You got the more important things to do in the locker room. We were driving home, and this is what we heard.
At what point do you think you might get some perspective? I mean, you're coming off first 100 loss team to win a playoff series the next year. I mean, clearly the franchise took a big step forward this year.
Yeah, I mean, that's true.
When do you think that the emotion, the gut punch of losing this game will go away and you'll be able to reflect and move forward?
Yeah, I have no idea. I mean, that's not what I'm thinking about right now. I mean, I'm happy for the city. I'm happy for the organization that we did what we did this year. But, you know, it doesn't matter what other people thought we were able to accomplish this year. Our guys had bigger expectations for themselves, and that's how you should approach this game. You don't come here thinking, oh, I hope we get a little bit better. That's not how it works at the big league level. So I think it's okay that it sucks right now.
I love Q's answer, and I love him going, yes, that's true.
Yes, that's true.
What do you want to know here, sir? Q don't have any time for anybody's nonsense in these post-game press conferences, and I like that.
He also made it very evidently clear that he hates the question of last year's team had lost over 100 games.
It doesn't have anything to do with this year's team.
I made the mistake asking him in April when they had that winning month, and I said, you know, how does this month, you know, kind of help you guys see what you have now as opposed to only winning 56 games last year? He looked at me, he's like, yeah, last year's last year. We don't think about that. Yeah. We're focused on this year moving forward. And then I was like, okay, remember that, Dusty. This is a learning moment. Remember that. Don't bring up last year around Matt Quatrero. You might have to, you know, interview him once a week in case something got weird, you know, filling in with you guys or whatever. And then it turned out to be a daily thing here at the station. And then I started to, like, watch post games, and those people would make the same mistake I had. And as soon as you'd hear that question of how does this team just completely change the dynamic of the city after only winning 56, and you'd just be like, yeah, we're not worried about that. And
yeah, you got to stop with the last year stuff,
he
right?
He hates it.
At what point do you think you might get some perspective? I mean, you're coming off first 100 loss team to win a playoff series the next year. I mean, clearly the franchise took a big step forward this year.
Yeah, that's true.
Was that you or was that him?
I don't know.
At what point do you think you might get some perspective? I mean, you're coming off first 100 loss team to win a playoff series the next year. I mean, clearly the franchise took a big step forward this year.
Yeah, I mean, that's true.
Can you just give me a quote that says, you know, last year was not good and this year's wonderful, and I need to put it on the 10 o'clock news?
That's like being like, yeah, yesterday the sun, it rose in the east and sat in the west. Do you think tomorrow will be any different?
No.
No.
At what point do you think you might get some perspective? I mean, you're coming off first 100 loss team to win a playoff series the next year. I mean, clearly the franchise took a big step forward this year.
Yeah, I mean, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Love you, Matt.
I'm going to miss Wednesdays, man. I'm really going to miss Wednesdays.
Yeah, you have that, like, when they come off a winning season like this, you know, like, we missed Ned after that in 14 and 15, and you know, we'll miss Q on Wednesdays. We'll get him one more time. I'll get him out here. We'll get him in studio during the offseason. He lives here, so he's got nothing else to do.
Oh, heck yeah, that'd be fun.
Bring him and Mrs. Q in like we did last year. Have a party.
Bring them both in?
Oh, it was great.